Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Actually, your presentation is one of my best in this DevOps Enterprise.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
That's great. I'm glad you're excited about it.
You said awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes, because your presentation title is awesome.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So yeah, awesome,
yeah, you know, I mean, so you know, in the presentation for the people watching this, and it will be on a video. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the way infrastructure is going to change, and a lot of it is because there's just going to be a lot of data and data movement, and how we think about how we do compute is going to be. There's a concept called data gravity, and a lot of what I think data gravity is going to tell us, and we're going to learn from is. We're going to have to rethink how we do compute. Because our classic model of thinking about compute has always been move data to compute. But we're going to get into massive scale data where we're going to have to move compute to data. And these are some, it's a datagravity.org has some math behind why this is. And a friend of mine who came up with the concept got me inspired. And then I happened to fall into working with Docker and containers. And I thought about microservices. And containers being a killer combo, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Like Docker is the perfect app for microservices.
Yeah.
And then you combine that with data gravity, in that maybe the compute model is going to change. So now you got short-lived, boundable context infrastructure that now can be floated around wherever the data lives.
Yeah,
and that's what I call my guns, germs, and steel metaphor for the way the world is changing. Now, all of that is beautiful because you get, in my presentation, you get a form of velocity that is unprecedented with container and containerization. You get this form of decreased variation because it's immutable.
Yes,
but you're not rebuilding it at every stage. You're not dealing with the entropy of it being different depending on how it was built. But and when I ran into Josh at DevOps Days Austin, he was talking about we need to be careful about the opaque and what is in. And I realized that was the piece that was missing, and I literally begged him to do this presentation together to say, if we could comply, his ideas about understanding the providence of just about everything, not just, a lot of times Docker gets blamed for, oh my God, Docker, if you install it, you might get all this stuff. Well, that's been true of Chef Cookbooks, it's true of just an app getting installed, right? Josh is talking universally that our open source has some vulnerabilities, and we need to get better at that.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the far extreme of a delivery mechanism that has everything you need in the little immutable artifact itself. And so when I saw Josh's idea, I'm saying, well, why don't we take those principles and just go to where the world is? We have this the kind of metaphor we use in the U.S. and for American hockey. Like, we go not where the puck is, we go the way we think the puck is going. And where the puck is going is guns, germs, and steel, this convergence of microservices, data gravity. And so I was trying to convince Josh that the perfect peanut butter and chocolate is let's get this provenance bill of material supply chain into immutable delivery now, and then let's not go wait for everything else. And that was our presentation, is to be able to spark people to think about the importance of both of these ideas and why putting them together can be amazing.
Immutable delivery or something.
That's right. Immutable delivery is what I've coined, but we've been talking about immutable infrastructure for quite a while. You know, an infrastructure that when you deliver the artifacts into it, the infrastructure itself is unchanging. You either roll forward or roll back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And Netflix has been doing this for years. Netflix did it more with cloud architecture, but now they're moving to Docker. So they're Docker wasn't available when they first wrote that model. So,
These days a lot of the technology like metals or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Or something. What do you think about such like technologies?
Oh, which ones? The
metals.
I mean, you know, so that's another whole. I'm very focused on the supply chain now, right? That's a problem that needs to be solved in the fact that a lot of people still are not doing immutable delivery, and then you add in the complexity of supply chain, and then there's a bunch of high order I'm drawing on the table that you can't see, but there's a bunch of higher order things of like how do we then orchestrate at scale? So Docker has something called Swarm, and we feel very confident that Swarm is the right. If you think that Docker is the choice for you to deliver this kind of microservice data gravity thing, then, and I personally do, that Docker is the best choice that you can make, then you're going to want to stay with the Swarm API. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of orchestration technology evolve.
Yeah,
Yes.
Yeah, and, not competing,
and we're pretty strongly based on that if you're going to use Docker and you're going to use the Swarm API, we're going to make sure that the connectivity of the right scalable solutions for orchestration are going to be, you're going to be safe.
Yeah, yeah.
And so whether it's Mesos or Kubernetes and Swarm is the front end API, I think our belief right now, my belief personally, as part of this ecosystem, Docker, that I would recommend customers focus on the Swarm API.
Okay, okay. Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. And by the way, You were the co-organizer of the DevOps Days, right?
Yes, yes. I was at the first DevOps Days in Ghent. Mm-hmm. I was the only American at the European first DevOps Days, and then I built the first DevOps Days here. And now I'm what's called a core organizer, so I advise people.
Oh,
yeah. So that's,
yeah. So by the way, I'm from Japan, right?
Yeah,
I'm very sad because we don't have the DevOps Day right now.
All right, we need to fix this, right?
Yeah.
Because this is ironic, right? And the reason it's ironic is I've done a whole bunch of, if you watch a lot of the presentations, you'll hear Lean is DevOps, Agile becomes Lean, which becomes DevOps. I actually say Deming becomes DevOps, but there's an important linchpin in that story. Every one of those, whether you say it's Lean to DevOps or I say it's DevOps to DevOps, the important linchpin of that is Toyota Production Systems.
Oh.
Almost everything that we do in this DevOps world is principled by, so Deming had some ideas.
Okay.
Yeah, Deming fundamentally set down some principles that I believe that became, you know, the kind of cornerstone of thinking of quality engineering, and he's won presidential awards from y'all over there. And it's funny, he comes back here and he's kind of ignored, and then all of a sudden, there's a funny story where they did this NBC, which is one of our larger broadcast companies, did this thing, if Japan can, why can't we? And it was where we were getting, there was a point at which buying an American car, and like, I'm 56 years old, there's a time where you would not buy an American car because you knew it was going to break. And
and
the quality of the cars that were coming out of Japan, which is, you knew if you bought them, they were lower cost and they were higher quality. And there was a documentary about like why is this happening, and in the last 8 minutes of this documentary they interviewed Dr. Deming,
mm-hmm.
and the whole United States has this epiphany that one of the reasons that Japan might be beating our butts is because it was an American that went over there and taught them how to do these things. And so all of a sudden, Ford and GM all started inviting Dr. Deming in to help them understand. So I think you guys have the culture for all of this. We just need to correct the lighting. And I think maybe, you know, me coming over and helping you getting one started, let's get DevOps going over in Japan.
DevOps? From Japan?
Yeah.
What happened? Why? Why we don't have a DevOps Day in Japan?
I don't know. Yeah. No, I mean, let's just do it. Let's just rip off the rearview mirror and not look at what's behind it, and let's just move forward and do it.
Because
it needs to be there, and I know your culture is designed for it, because we learned from you.
Okay, cool.
DevOps comes from Japan.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Good. Fair enough. Good. Cool.
Oh, so do you have some comment and advice to the Japanese guy of the DevOps? Now we are going to transit into the DevOps world.
I think it's kind of, again, I think we'll just go back to this is ironic that we're actually starting to learn more and more that what we do comes from Japan, right? Steven Spear's presentation yesterday, or the first keynote, like, he has a book called High Velocity Edge. There's another book with one of my favorite books in the last 5 years, a book called Toyota Kata by Mike Rotha, right? Where he tries to explain, and it's funny, we are just learning deeper and deeper that everything that is awesome about how we're built, how Facebook, how Google, how all these companies are doing incredible infrastructure are all based on principles that really came from Japan, but through kind of what we coined as Lean. So what I would say is, you know, go back and read Taiichi Ono. See if like what those messages are. Start reading books that Americans have translated into what we think our interpretation of it is, because that's the genesis of DevOps. So I think, like, read Mike Roth's Toyota Kata. It's an amazing book. Read Gene Kim's Phoenix Project. The videos of these presentations, I mean, you'll see this model of excellence, and if you already know the Toyota culture, then it should be a light bulb. If you don't, then relearn what your country has already have, because Shingo and Ono and the original engineers, they had prolific ideas 50 years ago, right? And we're just starting to understand those, so. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome, great.
Yeah, so seems something to your fans in Japan.
Hopefully I'll be over maybe next year to do DevOps Days with you.
Yeah, same old thing.
Botchka Loop on Twitter, maybe you can get that on the thing, and John.Willis at docker.com, so.
Yeah,
cool.
Thank you very much.
All right, sure, cool. Great, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.